Bill Chorus, Melissa Strady here.
Good morning.
County National Bank.
Good morning. It's quite the fight song.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I don't hear that version. That's
the blockbuster version. That's the Al Glick version right there, baby.
I was looking for him last night. I actually watched the game. I haven't watched too much of the tournament. I watched Michigan win, which it was kind of dicey there
for a little bit.
But yeah,
they great game.
Brought it through. And I think I could play for Kansas the way they shot. I caught a little bit of that game.
Oh.
And gosh, they were terrible.
They
were not making the hoops, that's for sure. So, but yeah. My bracket's been busted, but I do have Michigan in the final for two of them, I think. So
unbelievably.
You do?
I do.
Wow.
I know. I can't believe it either.
Loyal green and white there.
Now, I did say last week I do two brackets, right? I do the one that's with my heart, and the other one is like, okay, yeah, let's be for real.
So. I had a Michigan-Ohio State final, so, you know, I was hoping for a...
Half wrong.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's usually the case. So, March 23rd, here we are. Feels like spring. I played some golf this weekend.
Nice.
I think we need some rain. We've already got hard pan out on the golf courses.
We're going to get some, but not a lot.
Yeah, we need some. I've been trying to grow some grass, and it's drying right on out.
As long as it's rain and not snow, I'm good.
I hope we're clear of everything.
No.
Never.
I don't know. That's why I said hope.
Yeah.
So
we still have to get through April, Bill.
Well, now you get into April. As a golfer, I gauge these things. And
right.
Usually April 1st for many, many years we were safe. But
no, we'll have at least 2 snow days in April.
Yeah, it seems like anytime we come home from spring break, it's snowing.
Yeah.
Like, just adds a little more pain to that homecoming, for sure.
Well, I know some people are hoping for snow. I was talking to one of my customers yesterday that plows snow. And,
that's a rough year.
I'm not talking about plowing.
Revenues are down. We started talking about PPP again. So. But speaking of that, that's still going strong. We are still funding PPP loans and still open and available for applications. And so we're doing forgiveness for first round and new round, still money available. And so if you're out there and curious, give us a call.
I think that the end date is March 31st, correct? Have you heard any news on if they're going to be extending that?
I do not know.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. Usually we've got a couple of good banking channels that will keep us up to date. So I haven't seen anything, but we're waiting.
Yes, we just keep plugging along until they tell us we can't. Mm-hmm. So, it's been a good spring so far. Things are opening up, getting out and about, seeing customers again, which is good, and seeing fairly good loan demand. And this time of year, people are starting to think about their houses and perhaps moving or refinancing or building. That's been a popular subject. And we're ready, willing, and able to sit down and talk. The advice is always free. And seller beware, it'll probably sell quicker than you think. And according to the statistics, the average home sale price for 2020 was $185,000.
Oh, nice.
I remember when $185,000 could buy about 4 houses in Jackson. And so we've seen some good appreciation. The realtors I'm in contact with say it's still awfully brisk and multiple showings on most properties. And so if you're a seller, good scenario. If you're a buyer, better be pre-approved would be our best advice. And so, but
and we have application avenues that you can go through on our website. It's cnbb.bank. You can click on to talk to a mortgage officer. You can fill out an application. We make it really simple. I know Bill and I have talked numerous times about how we've got mortgage officers in all of our Jackson locations right now. So if you are not comfortable with filling out an application or would rather have a face-to-face conversation, we do highly recommend that. We've got a ton of mortgage staff with experience and really a leg up on the market. So I would highly recommend you give us a call on those.
And it's always easier to deal locally. I remember when I was on the board at the Board of Realtors that, you know, we always promoted keeping it in the neighborhood, and, and we still do that. And we also, after the sale, we keep your servicing. Your mortgage won't bounce around and will stay with us. And that's another pet peeve some people have. Is, hey, you're not dealing with the same organization that you got your mortgage from. That's not the case with us. And when it comes to refinance, it's fairly easy.
So the mortgage payment piece actually leads right into one of the topics that I wanted to talk about this morning. County National Bank has a great app, not only for personal, but also for our business clientele as well. And on the personal app, you can actually set up your loan payments. You can transfer funds between accounts. You can set up bill payments for bills that are not internal, like loans. It's a great app to have, especially if you're leaving on spring break in the next week or two and want to just keep track and make sure everything is how it should be. I can't recommend enough doing so just in case there is some sort of fraud that happens. We have a great fraud department at County National Bank within our customer service realm. And, you know, they're pretty on the up and up with any type of a debit card fraud. If there's any sort of odd transactions that happen, you're the first one to get a phone call, and you're getting a phone call from an actual person, not just a generated message. And we also have another app that I recommend that goes along with the debit card, and that's called Notify. And it's spelled N-O-T-F-I, and it's an orange app. So if you're looking for it in the App Store, sometimes they come up with a bunch of different options, but so this one has an orange background. And you actually upload your debit card information as far as the card number and the expiration and the access code on the back. And you can turn the card on and off, so we call it warming. So if you are going out of town and you want to do that, you're going to leave your debit card at home, but you want to make sure everything is safe, you can turn it off. Or even if you're out of town and you want to just make sure that, you know, maybe you're leaving your purse in the hotel room while you're going down to the beach or something, you can jump on that app really quick, click on the turn off debit card feature, and then as soon as you're ready to use it again, you can turn it back on. So those are some pretty nice features. It puts some fraud prevention right in your hands. And I know we talked about this last week too, but you can set up alerts. So you can set up limits anytime your debit card goes over a certain limit, that it will automatically send you a text message. And like I said last week, this has been great anytime my daughters have decided to use my debit card information for Amazon purchases. And so it's a great program. I highly recommend it. There is no cost to it. And, you know, as you're getting new debit cards, if they're expiring or things like that, you can just continue to add those in as well.
Pretty nice. So yeah, we do have a lot of spring break times coming up. And, you know, we were talking at lunch the other day that a lot of people are still feel that writing a check and sending it in the mail is safer. But the conversation surrounded the fact that a local business here had sent their supplier a check, and the check was manipulated into someone's personal name and was actually deposited. And they received a phone call and tracked it all down. And they're thinking it must be either the mail carrier or someone at the company that did it. And when you have a paper document, it's far easier to commit fraud or cash that check. There's a lot of information on a check. I used to be old school and finally switched over to bill pay, and I feel it's much safer.
Yes, absolutely.
Much more secure.
Yep, and you can actually monitor and run your bill pay through the County National Bank app, both on the personal side and on the business side. So if you are a business owner or maybe office personnel at a business that handles the day-to-day banking, and while you're out of town, you just want to make sure that payroll is going through, that you have certain other payments that are happening, or maybe there's a vendor wire that needs to happen, you can utilize that County National Bank app for business and have those same features that you would even on the personal side. So it's just a nice way to be able to have your banking relationship in hand. And if there is a problem, the app has a couple of different ways for you to contact the bank, even if it's after hours. So very handy. It's CNB, and there's a CNB personal and a CNB for business. And it just uses your normal login information that you would already have. And if you don't have login information, you can contact any branch, or you can contact Treasury Management to help you out with that.
If you just want a simple demonstration, some people are still a little intimidated downloading apps and making sure they do the right thing. What would a customer do?
So you can, if you prefer face-to-face contact, our managers, and actually, I don't want to back up, our branches have iPads now where we can show you and demonstrate how the app works. And also, if you go to our website, we have a lot of different tutorial videos on all of our products and services out there. A lot of them are just, 20, 30 seconds, a little bit longer if it's a more detailed product. But if you're looking for information, I would recommend either going there or just stopping into a branch and having them show you.
What other features can we do online? What other products?
Sure. So I know that we've talked in the past about transferring funds either to your daughter who is at college or even if you're like, well, I was doing some funds transfers with brackets and everything else. So County National Bank does have an avenue. It is through our app, and you can also utilize it through online banking, and it's called Pop Money. So how I explain this to people of how it works is, if you've ever had a Venmo, you can sign up with your account, and then the recipient is going to give you their information as well, and then you can just send money back and forth. So kind of a neat feature to have. If you don't have a Venmo account, County National does have a way to transfer funds.
You did say Pop Money and not Pot Money. I
thought you said Pop Money. With a P. Yes.
While that comes up, I get a lot of calls about marijuana related businesses.
Yeah.
And, we are federally insured institution, which means we participate in the FDIC insurance, which is, again, a federal program. And to my knowledge, as long as we are a national bank, a federally insured bank, that we are still forbidden from banking marijuana-related businesses. I got a question about a transport company, and that was a bit of a gray area. But if you touch the product,
right,
it's a disqualifier. But I know we're exploring avenues to eventually someday bank those businesses.
And County National Bank, and one of the things that I do like about how we handle things like that is we do take a more conservative approach sometimes when it comes to such hot topics like marijuana and marijuana related businesses. And, we just want to make sure that we are protecting all avenues. We're protecting that potential business that would be coming in. We're protecting our existing portfolio as well. And also just the bank in general. The last thing that we need as we're continuing to grow organically is to have, any type of a bad mark on us because of maybe one small issue that we would have ran into marijuana related businesses. So I know that we have explored options. There are ways to get around some of that detail. But I fully believe that our board and our president and CEO will make the right decision when it comes down to it.
They're popping up all over the place. And we're seeing more and more activity. But, yeah, as long as it's still illegal nationwide, federal law that prohibits us from banking that. But yeah, it's probably the newest, biggest industry. And, you know, as time goes by, perhaps those businesses will be able to bank with a federally insured institution.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, from a community standpoint, too, you know, we're a community bank, is we're looking out for the safety, really, of overall consumers, right? So anytime you have that amount of cash that is cycling through one particular industry, you really have to think about, okay, how can the banking industry help? Because there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of crime that is often attached or associated with that particular industry. So, you know, is it due diligence on our part if we do look into these different avenues to ultimately protect our community members, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they can deposit safely to a financial institution, then, I mean, that's far less cash off the street.
Yeah, and, you know, as much cash as there is floating around, that, you know, it's going to have some criminal activity involved mm-hmm. with it. And, you know, I've worked at banks where there's been someone hiding in the bushes near the night deposit drop. And so they're not bringing it to our bank. So
right. That's true. That.
But speaking of, I don't want to call them sin activities, but this, if you watch any of the basketball or any sports, period, all you see are these online mm-hmm. betting applications.
And yeah.
I understand you typically, you know, give your checking account or they can get access to a checking account. Has that caused some issues for the bank, or what's, have we seen any repercussions from that?
Yes, so I would definitely say that it's raised concern. When you, if you're familiar with downloading one of these sports app, betting apps, you do have an option when you originally set up your profile and how you want the funds to be distributed either to or from the app. So a lot of times it's hooked up to a debit card, which that's allowable right now through County National Bank to hook your debit card to these. But just know that debit cards actually have daily limits. And so, you know, if you're really if you're really going gung-ho on that, you might come up against that. And there's another option where you can do ACH. So they're asking for your bank account number, your routing number, and a lot of that information. And I would just highly, highly recommend that you protect that information as much as possible. I mean, these apps are definitely, you know, well-known. I'm sure they've done their due diligence. But at the same time, I mean, I would think that protecting at least your account and routing number is going to be the avenue to go. I mean, debit cards, at least if you have Notify, you can turn it on or off if something happens.